Listening within makes a fulfilled life possible. Listening within makes a fulfilled life possible. We're all interested in having a fulfilled life. We're all interested in having our life be revealed to us in the most wonderful, fantastic way that it can be. We're all interested in being all that we can be, and being that right now. We're interested in that because that is an exciting thing for us. That is a wonderful thing for us because that's who we are. And that's where we want to really be in our life. Now, listening within makes a fulfilled life possible. We're all interested in listening within. We're all interested in having that life fulfilled within us. But are we willing to take the time? Are we willing to believe that listening within will allow us to reveal that, allow us to make a fulfilled life possible? Well, most of the time, no. Most of the time, we are so busy chasing after rainbows. We're so busy doing ordinary things in our human life. We're so busy watching what's going on in our world that we don't stop and listen within. We don't stop and be still and know that I am God. We don't stop and find out what it is that the divine in us wants to be. Now, Anita Lope is working on campus and a very diligent worker. And she's always looking for new ways to express who she is and her dreams and her imagination. She wants to make a thing of beauty out of a thing most ordinary. And so she's taken a hillside overlooking our great large parking lot. And this hillside was just with some natural plants that grew on the high desert. And they were okay. They looked fine. They looked like a hillside. But she saw that hillside, and then she saw a few words that made her leap for joy. Anita has chosen to spend a few hours every day in meditation, of listening within, not so much because she can't do it while she's busy, but because she can do it so much better while she's quiet. And as she listens within, one thing kept coming up in her consciousness. It kept coming up in her mind. It kept saying, "Anita, listen to me, Anita." And that statement was, "I am divine." And Anita said, "You know, when I think that I am divine, I've got everything pretty well covered. When I think that I am divine, I listen to that voice within me that says, 'Anita, you're a fine lady. Anita, you are a beautiful soul. Anita, you know where you're going in life.' And so I say to myself, 'Yes, I do.'" And Anita loves to do that. And so she looked at that beautiful hillside, and she thought to herself, "I'm going to paint a picture on that hillside in words of what I believe about myself." And so she cleaned the hillside. She took all of the weeds away and all of the plants away, which would be distracting, and it was just barren earth, beautiful, wonderful, barren earth. And along the bottom of this barren earth, she made a ribbon of stones, some pretty big ones, at the edge of the parking lot, because that delineated the beginning of her beautiful picture that she was going to paint. And so then she took the Ranger, our pickup truck, and drove it all over campus looking for beautiful stones, stones just the size that she wanted to tell her story. And like a glorious artist, she listened within and said, "Yes, this stone is right. Oh, no, that stone, no, that hasn't got the vibrations I want. And this does." And so she did it the easy job first. She picked up the stones that had the vibrations that she wanted. She picked up the stones that told the story that she wanted to tell. And as she picked up those stones, she felt very good in her heart. And then, stone by stone, she laid out this beautiful mosaic on the hillside, spelling out the words, "I am divine." Giant words, at least 10 feet tall, maybe better. Standing forth on the side of the hill, greeting every person who enters the parking lot, greeting the Border Patrol as they make their many patrols of the area, looking beyond at the Bureau of Land Management land and looking beyond at the possible international travelers coming through. And you can be sure that these Border Patrolmen, as they see that I am divine, are not going to say, "What a bunch of foolishness." They're going to say, "Hey, that's a great idea. That's wonderful. I think that is just fantastic." And of course, what would happen? What would happen? They go about their work, carrying out the idea that they're divine. Now, will they do their work in a most beautiful way? Will they treat every person that they deal with as a individual who is respected and wonderful, even though they're being an international traveler and coming across the border without proper certification? They treat them with respect and with honor because they are divine. And Anita, listening within, found that it makes a fulfilled life possible. She realizes that every person who sees that message thinks of themselves, "I am divine." Every person who sees that message says, "Yes, it is possible. Yes, a fulfilled life is possible. All I have to do is just reach out and touch the world with my love and my joy and my harmony with all that I am. And all I have to do is just reach out and say, 'Yes, look, world, this is wonderful. Yes, look, world, this is great. Look, world, this is beautiful. Look, world, I love this world.'" And the words, "I am divine," say so powerfully and so well and so beautifully exactly what she has in mind. She's gone around many places on campus and brought the cactus all in different locales so they could be enjoyed. She has taken the desert plants and planted them on the hillside by the swimming pool and made that into a glorious, beautiful pattern of magic and wonder. Everything she does, she turns into magic. She turns into listening within, because she takes the time every day to listen within. Now, "I am divine" is merely one of the thousands and millions of things that will cross Anita's mind, that Anita will say to herself and to the world. And everyone on campus lives this philosophy. As Anita said, when she came on campus after being very busy in the world, campus was a busy place. Well, campus was a quiet place. The busyness she left outside, and the quietness she found inside. And she was very happy with all that quietness. She was very pleased with all that quietness. And this is the sort of thing that Ellen Jeremini, our CEO, brings forth to us. Wherever there's a problem, she says, "Peace. I am divine. Let go and let it be revealed to you. Let the peace reveal to you what is your purpose, your direction, your goal. And live a fulfilled life." Beautiful people on campus do these things. Ellen has been doing this for years. She's been making everyone who comes to campus feel like it's their home. It's their place. It's where they belong. And Anita gave another little blessing to campus with her beautiful mosaic picture that she painted on the hillside, saying, "I am divine." Each of us can listen within, and we'll find that it makes a fulfilled life possible, because the divine within is always talking to us. It is always saying to us, we can do it, we will do it, we are able to do anything we want to do. What do you say for yourself today? Do you say that a divine life, a fulfilled life is possible, that it is a reality, it is who you are, it is what you are doing with your world? If you're saying that for yourself, I am divine, you can be sure you are on the verge of a fulfilled life in all the areas that delight your heart and your soul and your being. Claim it today, because it truly is yours, now and forevermore.